News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in. This is hour number two of Fond du Lac today here on KFIZ. And we start off hour number two, of course, with Behind the Badge with the City of Fond du Lac Police Department. Our friend Officer Steve Olson joining us on the phone lines again here this morning. And Steve, you promised it last week, so I'm going to hold you to it. Do we have a big show this week?
We have, I believe, my exact verbiage last week was huge.
Okay.
Show. And, ladies and gentlemen, we do. I would like to welcome to Behind the Badge, more than likely for the last time, unfortunately, is our soon-retiring Chief of Police, Bill Lamb. So welcome to the show, Chief.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you guys.
Well, we are definitely happy to have you, and, of course, it's bittersweet. I love getting a chance to sit down and talk, but, today is all about you and your decision to to hang up your police uniform in hopes of, well, we're going to find out what those hopes are. I think I kind of have a sneaking suspicion. I know what retirement's going to look like for you, but let's just get things started. Why don't you tell everybody, Chief? You know, tell us first, where and how did it all begin for you? You know, where did your law enforcement career get its start?
Yeah, so actually, I was born and raised in Fond du Lac, but I began my career just up the road in Oshkosh, actually with the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office, started in 1988. So this summer is next month, June, 33 years, and so it's been a... It literally, guys, seems like 33 months, not 33 years. It goes by that quick. But that's where it began.
And then from Winnebago County, kind of give us the progression of where, you know, where you went, different things you did. And, I mean, obviously, ultimately, you ended up for the city of Fond du Lac. But there were other places in between that you made your impact there, too.
Yes. And so I was with the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office for about 4 years. And then I moved to the North Fond du Lac Police Department in and we'll call it the winter of 1992, and worked there actually until 2011 when I came to the City of Fond du Lac Police Department. So over the course of my career, I have I've been just absolutely blessed to have a number of different opportunities. I've worked as a patrol officer. I have worked with a lot of the listeners will understand when I say the MEG unit, the Regional Drug Task Force for Fond du Lac, Winnebago, Outagamie, and Calumet counties. And also some time, actually a lot of time, in as a training officer, both as a field training officer. Officer Olson, you may recall some of that yourself. But also firearms instruction, defensive and arrest tactics, vehicle contacts. And then as I began to move up the chain of command as a lieutenant, as a patrol ship supervisor, and then ultimately into administration as a deputy chief of police, and then as a chief of police for about 10 and a half years in North Fond du Lac. And the summer marks 10 years here in the city of Fond du Lac. So, of course, with those administrative or command-level positions come a whole bunch of other things that include, everything from really exciting stuff that's budgeting to, department strategic planning, all of those different things that come with command and administration. So, like I said, just I've been absolutely blessed to have so many different opportunities to do so many different things across, what I still believe is one of the greatest professions in the world.
Very cool. When you look back, Chief, on your career, as a whole, and you said it goes by, in the blink of an eye, in a flash. Is there anything that, one or two things that really stand out to you the most over your 33 years?
So I'll cite two things, but they're interrelated. And that's, I guess, generically I can sum it up as the challenges that face officers. And so those two things inside of that, first and foremost, it's the, anti-police movement that's become trendy, let's call it, by so many people in our country in the past 7+ years. It is so pathetic and sickening. that it is the thing that stands out to me the most, as far as having the, you know, the one of the most impactful changes. Steve, as you know, I mean, it's driving really good people away from the profession, and it's one of the biggest challenges that we face in recruiting new officers to the profession. I mean, this used to be a profession that, for every open position you had, you'd have 400, 500 plus applications. And now we're at a point where, I mean, I have literally here locally, and we're in a community that is very, very supportive of the law enforcement profession. We've recently seen that in the referendum. But I've literally had parents tell me that they have steered their college-age sons and daughters away from this profession because of what's going on. And then something that goes hand in hand with that, you know, the ambush assaults on officers. Not too many years ago, you know, if you look at the law enforcement officer killed summaries, generally speaking, and again, not too many years ago, a violent assault on a law enforcement officer was typically related to somebody evading an arrest. Now it's common for law enforcement officers to be ambushed or assaulted simply because of who they are, because they're a cop. And so that has been such a disgusting change that we've seen. It's sadly the thing that stands out to me the most over the course of my career.
Chief, what's been the biggest change when it comes to law enforcement and maybe some of the practices and technology when you compare the start of your career all the way back to your days with the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office to where you are now, stepping out the door as the chief of police in the city of Fond du Lac? What have been some of the biggest changes in law enforcement, really in any sense of the word, in your career that you've seen?
Yeah, it was so... And they've all been positive ones. You mentioned technology, Spencer. The technology that is available now is it is just night and day difference from when I began. And when I say technology, I don't simply mean, you know, kind of the IT realm. I mean things like DNA. That was not something that was on the radar when I first began in the profession. But pound for pound, I think the biggest change that we've seen, and again, a very positive one, it is the level of training and standards or the professionalism, and it has grown exponentially, and that's a really good thing. And so let me give you an example of that. So let's call it yesteryear, whatever that is. The police academy training, it was a fraction of what it is today. When I went through the academy in the late 80s, I believe we were 320 hours. It's now at 720. I mean, so that's more than doubled in just, you know, over the last three decades, which in the grand scheme of things is not a terribly long time. So overall, officers are so much better trained and prepared now than they were back when I was first getting into the profession. And of course, with those increased levels of the standards of training, there's a correspondingly greater level of professionalism. And again, it's a really good thing. So, you know, another example I could give you, field training for new officers. The field training standards and programs now, by comparison to those that we had yesteryear, they're night and day difference. And again, that just better prepares those young men and women getting into the profession for the challenges that face them, and it increases the level of professionalism across the board. So, and I hope that those changes continue to trend in that direction. So every law enforcement officer or official should really feel a strong duty to leave, you know, their department, the profession as a whole, in general, in a better place than when they joined it. And so, that sets the table for the next generation to come in, build upon it, and continue generation after generation to make their departments and our profession stronger and better.
Chief, what are you the most proud of accomplishing or being a part of during your career?
You know, there are a number of different situations where I had a hands-on involvement in helping to save a life, or where you know that you helped someone get their life turned around, which is, you know, that's a type of life-saving too. That's the really powerful stuff to me. And at the end of the day, and Steve, you and I have talked, I know we're wired the same way. That is the pure essence of why we wanted to become police officers, you know, to make that difference in people's lives and, you know, that part of helping to protect the community. So, bigger picture, leading this department through the horror in our city is obviously something I'm proud of. I wish I hadn't had to do it, but we play the cards we're dealt. And then I guess again on a bigger picture scale, it's pursuit of our department's vision. We talked about that 10 years ago when I first got here and established that our vision was going to be to make our department the one that set the standard in professional excellence across the profession. And so I'm along those lines. I look at the level of training and preparedness that we built for our department and our tactical capabilities, our active shooter response capabilities. Our department, and just don't take it from me, go ask some of the subject matter experts across the state and across the nation. Our department is in the elite level in that type of training and preparedness. And because of the violent society we live in, I'm obviously very proud of the accomplishments that we've made in that regard, because that means we're best prepared to respond to and protect our society from that type of violence when it breaks out. Getting our police and fire training center built is something I'm obviously very proud of. That was a all-in investment in that level of tactical use of force training for our people. The accreditation that we finished just last year, that's the gold standard in law enforcement training. The procedures we use are our overall standards. And, as I shared at the time, we didn't just check the box. We delivered through that process with results that drew comments from an assessment, or one of the assessors, that he referred to us as flagship agency. And then there was a member of the governing board, the accreditation governing board, who told us that the report that he read that was submitted on our department was, and his, I think his exact quote was, one of the best, if not the best, that he ever read. And I guess lastly, I would share our department's response to the drug epidemic and the related gun violence and gang activity. We've shut down some huge drug trafficking operations, taken a lot of dangerous criminals and a lot of illegal guns off our streets. And I mean, we've been so successful that not so many months ago, United States Attorney General William Barr selected two of our people and one of their counterparts that worked those cases together from the sheriff's office amongst, 23 officers nationwide to receive the Distinguished Service and Policing Award. So those are the things that really stand out at me the most from an overall pride and accomplishment standpoint. And I just tie that back to, what I talked about with the vision. A lot of businesses or law enforcement agencies will hang some words on the wall or on their website or whatever that are, mission and vision related. But when you scratch the surface, their actions don't really reflect what those words are. And so in our particular case, those are several different ways that I can point at that the City of Fond du Lac Police Department has not just talked the talk, we've walked the walk. And, as the chief of this organization, I'm very proud of that.
Chief, what's next for you then?
So first and foremost, as I shared in my retirement statement, it's been a 33-year career, the last 20-plus as the chief of police. And so it's been an absolutely awesome run. It's been an honor and a privilege. But in a profession, in a lot of professions, if you're all in, you're routinely putting the profession in front of your family. Law enforcement has some very unique nuances and, shall we say, a capability of getting that profession out in front of the family. And so, first and foremost, retirement, my main goal, my new mission statement is going to be to put my family first. And so this is not retirement altogether. It's just there'll be a different chapter. What exactly that's going to look like, there's a few different things that I'm considering, but I haven't yet made that decision. But as Officer Olson alluded to earlier, saying he thinks he knows what it entails, it does entail a warmer climate. I will admit that. I'm one of the world's biggest winter haters. That'll be some part of it, but it's first and foremost going to be a lot more time with my family. Chief,
I think a lot of our listeners know this. Before we run out of time today, I just want you to know how much I've appreciated working with you, for you, under you. Spencer, the Chief, was actually one of my very first field training officers back when I also started my career for the Village of North Fond du Lac. And I knew then that he was destined for great things. And, he has brought our department to where we are today. And we're going to, continue on this upward path of living our vision and our mission out so that, we can serve the citizens of Fond du Lac, to the way that they all deserve. And, Chief, I guess the last question I'm going to leave you with real quick is, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we sign you off?
Yeah, well, first, Steve, thank you for those very kind words. It's been, I've enjoyed literally every minute and second of the time that you and I have worked together. And you've been a big part of our success, both in North Fondy and as well as here at the city of Fond du Lac. So thank you for that. As far as sharing with the listeners, as said, this Fond du Lac's my hometown. To the extent I've had the privilege of serving the greater Fond du Lac area, both in North Fond du Lac and here in the city of Fond du Lac for the last 30 years, it's been an honor and a privilege. I want to thank the members of this community for the incredible amount of support that they have always shown to departments and to me, in particular when I was in a very high-profile position being the chief of police in either of those communities. The greater Fond du Lac area is just so incredibly supportive of law enforcement, and there just are not adequate words to share how much that means to me, but also to the officers of the area law enforcement community. So I just want to take this opportunity again to say thank you, and please keep that support up, because as we talked about earlier in the program here, these are some really difficult times for the boys and girls out there on the streets.
Well, thank you so very much, Chief, for all you've done, and of course being our guest today on Behind the Badge. 10 seconds, though. People are dying to know the answer. So what is it? Is Aaron Rodgers coming back or not?
If I had to bet right now, I'd say no.
That is not the answer I was looking for. I'm not.
It's not the answer I want to give. But
he's coming back. I'm going to say it right now. He's coming back. I said it.
I hope he does, but it's in a bad spot right now.
It is. But you never know. Stay positive. So
exactly.
With that note, Spencer, have a great weekend. Everybody in Fond du Lac, have a great, safe weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, gentlemen.